Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Is your summer holiday all about rest and relaxation, or do you opt for fun and exploration? Sinead Kennedy is the host of Zen and Tonic Wellness Activity Holidays. She's with me here in studio today. Sinead, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What are people looking for?
So I think really the thing about wellness is that it's not just a retreat. It's not brown rice, and it's not sort of going mad and spiritual and chanting. Mm. Wellness is covering absolutely everything from emotional to physical to well-being. So for a lot of people, it's just having a week away to sit down, to hear their own thoughts and to escape the humdrum of life. And for other people, it might be something, you know, very where they really are looking for transformations, where perhaps they're going to a very specific thing where there's like coaching one-to-one and they would be paying big, big money for that. But for the most part, my own trips, I realised from running them the last 10 years, people are looking for balance. So they're looking for the yoga, the wellness, the activities, but they're also looking for community, for fun and for meeting new people. Yeah. And that's really, really important. I get a lot of widows and solo people coming on my trips. So they really do want connection and to find their tribe.
Claire McKenna is with us as well, Sinead. Claire's the host of Alive and Kicking here on News Talk and the author of Would You Be Well? Claire, the thing about this is the wellness economy, sure, it's probably more than doubled, hasn't it, in the past decade?
Yeah, I think people are really embracing wanting to feel good in themselves. I think a lot of people are overwhelmed by it. And I think some people say, oh, do you know what? That wellness stuff isn't for me. But I loved how Sinead described it there. It's not all brown rice and chanting. It's whatever feeling good means to you. And if that involves a trip where you come back feeling better than when you went on it, well, then I think that's all good.
So have you, like, is that something that you embark on, Claire? It is. Wellness holidays.
I think when something becomes part of who you are and your lifestyle, you don't necessarily let all the wheels come off when you go away because it doesn't come to me as a chore. So I would often go on a 2-week holiday to the sun, but I will still eat well most of the time. Mm. I will still go for a walk, or if there's classes on in the resort, I'll go and do one. But then I'll also be ordering whatever I want in the restaurant and having a few drinks and whatever else. So it's that mix. It's that whole holistic view.
Yeah, it's not all yoga and smoothies.
It doesn't have to be. I mean, I do think there's a lot of places that really appeal to me where you head off and you have all kinds of tests done and you chew food 22 times and you come back feeling $1 million. But I think the more you can just weave something in and it's a little bit more achievable, the better. So as I say, just going away with your friends, filling your cup. That is wellness. There doesn't have to be set things there also.
Where would you recommend, Sinead, like, you know, as a starting point maybe for somebody that doesn't want to commit their entire maybe week or 2 week break to a sort of an R&R retreat, but even for like a city break, someone thinking, you know, it's January and it's bleak and start of the new year and snow and ice in parts of the country. But for someone thinking, maybe I'd like to actually just try this out, where would you suggest?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just back from Madeira. I'm bringing a group there in April and it absolutely is stunning. It's the island of eternal spring. So really beautiful, botanical, and has gorgeous hotels. And like that, really outdoorsy. We were doing lots of lovely walks. And then we went on a 4x4 Jeep tour of the island as well. There's also lovely spas in Andorra, actually, and in Bratislava as well, just outside. It's a huge thermal area. So for this time of year, you know, if you're into thermals as well, personally, Iceland is amazing because they've got the thermal spas. Your body feels incredible, but you're also getting outdoors. You might even see the northern lights at this time of year. So it really is beautiful. But again, for other people, it might just be going somewhere that offers a yoga class in the morning, and that might be the likes of Seafield House in Wexford, you know, that is very gentle for them, but they can still go to the bar.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be, like Claire said, you know, it's, you know, my own trips are never sort of brown rice and chanting. I did that in India. I went to an ashram for a hardcore month.
Right.
And it was
brilliant.
You've
tried it all then.
I have. And it was absolutely wonderful. And actually it was great. There was some people there from Holland and they were using it as a drug rehabilitation. And again, it was very safe and something that maybe, you know, again, took them away from their environment, put them into a new environment where the sun is shining and there was Ayurvedic treatments there as well.
Why do you think, Claire, more and more people are looking for, you know, incorporating a little bit of rest or retreat into their summer break?
I think because life is busier than ever before, we're living in the always on culture. So I heard a talk the other day and the woman was saying we can't even go to the toilet anymore without bringing our phones. We're just constantly taking in so much information. And I think we're all feeling it. It's all go, 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 push, push, push. So to be able to take stock and get a rest when you go away, I think is more important than ever. And I think we're also really looking at our lives and questioning what's working for me, what isn't. And we really feel that we can make small changes in our lives to feel better. We don't necessarily stay in relationships that we're not happy in or jobs that we're not happy in. And I know it's easier said than done, but taking that moment of retreat or those moments of reflection not only help us get through the stressful times, but can help us to get key insights of changes we might like to make.
Where would you recommend, Claire? Where's your kind of R&R holiday to start off?
I love the sound of Madeira. It's definitely
on my hit list. Yeah, it sounds great. I've never been, actually.
Sounds absolutely gorgeous to be hiking and off in the sun. But I just think Ireland is absolutely unrivaled. I love County Clare, not just because we share the same name, I promise, but I just think it's so beautiful. It's so many lovely little towns from Lahinch to Spanish Point, and you can do saunas and eat beautiful seafood and go for walks on the pier or on the beach, I should say, and then really embrace all of the pints of Guinness and the bit of crack. I love a wellness holiday in a staycation in Ireland.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? You know, Sinead, in all of this, the wellness holiday can be a bit of both.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I call it Zen and Tonic, because it is both, you know. Yeah. And the tonic is the fun, the laughter, the hiking, the whatever you want it to be, the meeting of new people. And the Zen is, again, whatever you want it to be. And, you know, again, it's really important to find the right trip that's going to work for you. There's some really hardcore trips. I ended up accidentally not doing enough research and I ended up in the middle of nowhere in Fuerteventura, and I was stuck on the side of a mountain and it was all, you know, grated carrots. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. But I was starving and I was really antsy then. So, you know, you don't want to end up doing that either. You want to make sure you're booking the right trip for you in the right price point as well. Yeah. So do your research and, you know, don't be shy. Pick up the phone, ring the host and say, hey, I want to know if
what's
this is
included
for me
in this itinerary. Yeah. Yeah. It might maybe for both of you just finally to answer, if I want to bundle a lot of these messages in together, like these holidays are for both men and women. It's not just because some of our listeners are wondering, like, you know, there's
I have men on my trips.
Yeah,
I do.
So both can go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, open to anyone on mine personally. Yeah.
Okay. Claire McKenna, also Sinead Kennedy, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. If you're interested in wellness and health focused holidays, just some little bit of advice for you starting out for the start of this year.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.